News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Complaints over the state of our public service remained high in 2020, despite the impact of the COVID pandemic. The Ombudsman got nearly 3,500 complaints from the public last year. We are joined by the Ombudsman, Peter Tindall. Peter, it's a fairly chunky number, isn't it? Nearly 3,500 complaints.
Yes, it is. We didn't know what the impact of the pandemic would be on complaint numbers, but in practice, we saw numbers remaining fairly steady and at the high level of previous years. Probably the biggest difference for us is that we weren't able to do our normal outreach programme, so we didn't get the complaints we'd get that way. But we also saw changes in the kinds of complaints we got because of the pandemic.
How so?
Well, particularly we saw things like pandemic unemployment payment complaints come in. In the early days, there were quite a few of those because
there people saying your man's doing a nix or your man's not living in the country, that kind of stuff. Or?
No, people saying that they were entitled to it and not getting it.
Okay.
And some of that was due to the fact that there wasn't an appeal mechanism in place. Normally with social protection complaints, people are able to appeal a decision before they come to my office. But we work with the department and there is now an appeal mechanism in place. And by and large, that's settled down.
OK, I'm just looking at some of the complaints apart from the PUP. Some strange ones. A woman who'd not been who'd not consumed alcohol, given medication for alcoholism. Student receiving lower grades after marks wrongly transcribed. And complaints under the Disability Act after being refused sign language. I mean, interpreter, it's such a broad range, isn't it?
Yeah, we take complaints across the public service. You see some trends, you know, common trends, but other ones which are stand out as unique. Particularly if you look at the unfortunate woman who was given the wrong medication, that was towards the end of her life, so it denied her family time with them. And the biggest worry there was that the hospital weren't able to say which doctor had actually prescribed the medication, so we had to ask them to tighten up the way they dealt with.
Okay. The Department of Social Protection, 1 in 3 complaints. Is that a bad reflection on the Department of Social Protection, or is it just that they have more dealings with everybody else?
I think in reality they have more dealings with people than almost any other department.
Probably everybody in the country deals with the Department of Social Protection at some point.
Absolutely they do. And we find them generally easy to work with. When they get it wrong, they're quick to put things right. So we don't have huge difficulties working with them. I think sometimes the bigger challenges come with smaller bodies that don't get many complaints with the Ombudsman and they're not really used to dealing with us.
But do you get resistance generally when you ring up? We won't ask you to name names, but are there certain bodies that you go, oh God, it's a complaint about them and they're going to, this is going to be tricky?
We get a small amount of pushback. To be fair, most people will hold their hands up if they get it wrong. There are one or two bodies we work with or elements of bodies we work with where we know we're going to have difficulties.
Is there a good awareness among the public about the work that you do or does that need to improve? I mean, if there's people listening today saying, well, actually, I've had a difficulty with X department. How should they go about making a complaint?
Well, much the easiest thing to do is to use our online complaint form. Normally, we'll ask people to complain to the public service provider first, and then if they don't get satisfaction, to come to us. But there's a complaint form on our website if people want to make a complaint. And there's also some useful guidance there as to what we can and can't do.
Okay, just before you go, am I right in saying this is your last annual report that you're bringing through in your capacity as Ombudsman?
It is, yes. I'm going to be retiring later in the year. So it's a hugely privileged job, as you can imagine. There's not many jobs where you can actually make a difference to people's lives or make public services better for everyone. So I've greatly enjoyed the opportunity it's given me.
Okay, we wish you well with your retirement. Still the Ombudsman, but when are you formally signing?
October.
We wish you well in that. Ombudsman Peter Tindall, thank you indeed for coming into us this morning.
Thank you very much.